Shalom, Rav Osser. Okay. Today's Thursday, so we'll 2 o'clock. We'll do Chumash, and before that, we'll continue with Gemara. Next week, I'll show you the packet. We'll do the packet on Goniv and Aganis. As we discussed yesterday, just to review, that we said that a Geneva, just like when you buy something in the store legally, in order to attain ownership, you have to make a kinyan. So too, when you steal something, to be called a ganav, you have to make a kinyan. Now, l'mayn nafkamina, if you make a kinyan, you don't make a kinyan. Say, even if you don't make a kinyan, you still didn't do a mitzvah by taking something. Say you took something without doing a technical kinyan. You never picked it up, you kicked it or something like that, and you never did a technical kinyan. But still, you did an aveira for taking it away. But so what's the nafkamina that you need a kinyan for? So we said there are three nafkaminas. Nafkamina is if you do a kinyan, so there you're chayav in onsen, number one. If you don't do a kinyan, not chayav in onsen, that's the Mishnah we saw in Ayin Tes. Then if you do a kinyan, and then you do a shinoi, then you kona legamre. That's number two. And number three is if you do a kinyan, then you don't have to pay for the schiris. Right? And Bezer Shem, next week, we'll see the discussion, what's the story of Goniv and Menaganev. Because the Goniv Menaganev, we say, doesn't have to pay kefil. But is the Goniv Menaganev chayiv in Onsen? Is a Goniv Menaganev a Kone Beshinoi? Is a Goniv Menaganev pay Tashlumen or not? So that we'll see. Okay, so let's continue in the Mishnah. So again, let's start again. Meruba Midas Tashlumi Kefil, Midas Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha. That Tashlumi Kefil is different than Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha. Shemidas Tashlumi Kefil Noheges Bein Medovashe Ishbo Ruachayim Bein Medovashe Ishbo Ruachayim. That Kefil applies to everything. In other words, whatever you steal, whether it's a live thing, it has Ruachayim or it doesn't have Ruachayim, there's going to be a Din Kefil. Umidas Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha Ein Noheges Ela B'Shor B'Seh B'Lvad. But Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha is only Noheg B'Shor B'Seh Shenemar Kiyignov Ishor Oseh T'vach Ol Mechoro. Then the Mishnah says, Eina Goniv Achar Agaru Misholam Tashlumi Kefil. V'lo HaToveach V'lo HaMokar Achar Agaru Misholam Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha. And the next part of the Mishnah is, we know the halacha is that if you steal something and then you toveach u'mocher, then you have to pay dollar v'chamisha, right? But say you go to menaganav, so you go to menaganav, just like you don't have to pay kefil, you also don't have to pay arba v'chamisha. And the pasha pshat, what's the reason? Because if you don't have to pay kefil, you see arba v'chamisha just means kefil plus more. So if you don't have to pay kefil, you're not going to have to pay arba v'chamisha. Because arba v'chamisha is once there's a chiv kefil, so instead of the regular chiv kefil that's double, so you pay four. Instead of the chiv kefil that's double, you pay five. So arba v'chamisha builds on kefil. If there's no kefil, there's no arba v'chamisha. Okay. So the Gemara says, V'ilu midas kefil noheges bein beganov bein betoin tainas ganov u'midas tashlumi arba v'chamisha noheges ela beganov milvad. Okay, so we are introduced now for the first time in our Gemara on the concept called toin tainas ganov. So till now we were speaking about a ganov, right? A ganov means he goes ahead and he physically takes an object. And now the Gemara is introducing another concept called Toein Tainas Ganav. So let's see Rashi. Toein Tainas Ganav. Ganav bo v'gonvo v'dashino kamon b'shmaitin d'chivo rachmon l'kfeilo im nishbo v'nimtso shachar. What does Toein Tainas Ganav mean? What does that mean? What is the concept of towing Tainas Kana? So what it means is the following. It means the following. Whereas, say you go ahead and you steal something. You go into somebody's property and you steal something. So then you're a Kana and you have to pay taxes. What is the following scenario? Somebody gives you a gold watch to be a shomer. Okay, he's going on vacation, he doesn't want to take this gold watch with him, so he says, here's the gold watch, you should go and be shomer the gold watch. Okay? So it was a shomer chinam, right? He didn't pay him anything, it's a shomer chinam. So a shomer chinam, it's only chayiv if he's negligent and shia, but if something gets stolen, then he doesn't have to pay a shomer chinam. Only a shomer socher has to pay the name of him, right? So say, for example, what happens is the following: that the guy comes back from his vacation, he says, okay, where's my gold watch? And he says, you know, your gold watch was stolen. But in reality, he really has it. He says, someone stole it from me. And therefore, and I don't have to pay for some shomer chinam, and I can't give it back to you. So the guy is very angry. Where is it? Where is it? Stolen? Really? He says, yeah. He makes him take a shvua that it was stolen. He takes a shvua that it was stolen. And then, sure enough, we find out Adam come and find that he really has the object. So is that called a ganef or not? Because over here, you didn't go into somebody's property and physically take. Right? Because you were given it the heter. You were the shomer. And you decide to steal it, but you didn't do any action. Whereas when you put it away to be shomer, you put it in his drawer. You kept it in the drawer. You didn't move it one iota. That watch, when soon as he gave it to you, you put it in the drawer. But now you're claiming that what? That it was stolen. But not only you claimed it was stolen, you took a shvua that it was stolen. And then Adam come and testify that he really has it. So the Torah is machadesh. The Torah is machadesh that even that is called a ganav and it's chayim kefal. Whereas a regular ganav, he does the physical action of geneva. Towing time is ganav, he doesn't do the physical action of geneva. He claims the taina of a ganav. In other words, he's a shomer chinam, so he wants to get off the hook. So he says it was stolen, and he doesn't have to pay if it was stolen. Right? Because a shomer chinam is potter for geneva. Shomer chinam is potter for geneva. So the question is, so the Torah, the Gemara is going to learn later on that not only a ganef has to pay kefil because he did the ma'isa ganeva, even a towing tainus ganef has to pay kefil. Right? In other words, because on one hand you could say tainus ganef didn't do anything. Right? He stole, how did he steal? By taking the shvua. Because once you take a shvua, in other words, a shomer chinam who says it was stolen only doesn't have to pay if he takes a shvua that it was stolen. So a shomer sochar has to pay no matter what. If it was stolen, we don't even ask him to take a shvua, because even if it was stolen, he still has to pay. But a shomer chinam, we make him take a shvua to make sure he's telling the truth. But once he takes a shvua, he's off the hook. Once he takes a shvua, he's off the hook. So if you're a Tommy Tainas Ganav, and Tommy Tainas Ganav means you make the claim that it was stolen, but not only you make the claim, you take a shvua also,
that it was stolen. And in reality, to get yourself off the hook. And in reality, what? You have it stolen the whole time. And they even come and testify that they saw that you have it in the backyard of it, in your back garage of it, sitting. So the halacha is, not only does the ganav pay kafel, but a coin times ganav also pays kafel. And we'll see more. So the question is like this. If a toy tain is ganav pays kafel, so pashup shot means that he's a ganav. So what about the din of arba v'chamisha? What about the din of arba v'chamisha? So does a toy tain is ganav pay arba v'chamisha? In other words, what if, in other words, normal case of arba v'chamisha means you go to somebody's barn, you take the shore or the staff, and then you take it away, and then you shechter it yourself, right? But say the following case. The guy's going on vacation. So he says, I'm going on vacation, I can't feed my ox, I'm going to be away. So yeah, take my ox, put it in your barn, and you feed it and watch it while I'm on vacation. And so what happens if he does that? He gives him, he's a shomer, and then the guy says it was stolen. And he's nishma. Right? And then afterwards, he checks it. So do we say that since the toin tainus ganav has a din ganav, so since it has a din ganav, once you checked it, so then you have a din ganav. So if you checked it afterwards, you should be chayav al dehei. Without the hay, once you steal, and then you check it, you chayav al dehei. The only difference is over here, what? You never physically stole it. You stole it through toin tainus ganav. So stealing through toin tainus ganav, is that mamish like a ganav? And therefore, if you shecht it afterwards, you chayav dal v'hei, or no? Toin tainus ganav is not a ganav. It's a special chiddush that you chayav kafel, but he's not a full-fledged ganav, and therefore maybe there's no chayav dal v'hei. What would you say, Musa? Is there chayav dal v'hei if the toin tainus ganav, subsequent to his toin tainus ganav, shechts it or sells it? What would you say, Mitzvara? Right, because again, a toy tain is ganav didn't do a king. Right? Sound like a regular ganav. But yet we see that he's definitely kind of taken. So if he kind of down the hay, again, by toy tain is ganav, the Lord has to kind of down the hay, means toy tain is ganav, and after toy tain is ganav, he would walk all over the car. Do you say what?
I say no.
You say no. Not right. Why? Because you think it's not a regular ganav.
Right.
And even though the Torah is mechadesh, that what? That chayiv is kafel, maybe that's only by kafel. Special, there's a custom by kafel, but not by down the hay. Okay. Okay. Everybody stop that?
Thank you. Movie time. Didn't go out of his way and actually steal it, but once you're shoving it and selling it, you're actually picking it up. They're saying that when Tony's on the job, he wasn't actually doing something there, maybe he would be losing a lot of people, which I did. So, of course, if you're going to go out and shove it and sell it, you're actually doing something.
Right, but he didn't do the first step. In other words,
he's still taking action.
In other words, the chiv dal v'hei, you have to do two steps. You have to be going with it, number one. And then, number two. Those are the two steps. So the question is, what do we say by, in other words, could Toin Tainus Ganav count as step one? In other words, it's true you're saying, well, he did check it, but maybe he's lacking in step one. I mean, maybe yes, maybe no, because if I just go into somebody's house and I check this animal, I'm not hired out of the head, because I didn't do step one. So step two, only is meaningful if you do step one. Step one is the gneiva. So if you do the gneiva, then you do the giri kind. But if you don't do the gneiva, then not.
Or Portman, what's your Harry, right?
Well, you have to have some degree of responsibility. What is he hiding?
Oh, okay. No, if you kill something that's not yours, so you're a mazik. You're a mazik. If I come into somebody's house and I just shecht an animal, I'm a mazik. Right? A mazik pays the damage, but not four or five times. Well, he's still a mazik. He can't be more than a mazik. Unless you say that since he was towing Tainas Ganav, that's considered as if he's a Ganav. And then what he does, but Avidan said what? Nah. So who wants to argue with Avidan? Gabriel?
Well, if making Shmua makes you higher for the table, why can't it make you higher for a five?
Meaning what? Say,
meaning
say.
Meaning Shmua is, just because he's not making Kenyan, physically, by him making a Shmua, I say that's the same thing as making Kenyan.
And therefore,
he should be higher at Baal Behe, because that's his higher table.
Meaning only if you shecht it after the Shmua.
Yeah.
So what Gabriel is saying, once the Torah is Mechadesh, that you have Kefil, it shows that the Shmua is like a Kenyan. It shows that the shul is like a kinyan. Am I wrong? You want to say something?
Yeah.
Okay, don't worry. It'll come to you. It'll come to you. Don't worry. I don't know if that's called Shino. I'm not so sure that's called Shino. Avram, you want to say?
Yeah, I remember. So, when he's the Shomer, he originally makes a Kenyan on it. So, I just wanted to understand more about the changing of the status of a Kenyan. Because, let's say someone borrows something. When they borrow something, they also make a kinyan on something. But if they decide not to give it back, at what point is it considered stolen? Because they started off being a borrower, but if they decide not to give it back, then they're really a ganav.
Right, but only, so the halacha is, they're only considered a ganav once you take the shvua. Once you take the shvua...
So I'm saying, regarding the kinyan, I'm saying, at the point when they make the Shavua, does that mean that when they originally made the Kenyan on it, that Kenyan was Kenyan Zela? The fact that he's making a Shavua now, he's saying it was stolen.
Right.
Does that mean that that original Kenyan he made was his Kenyan Zela? Because otherwise, where's the new Kenyan? We're calling him a thief, but you said that in order to be a thief, you need to make a Kenyan Gazela.
Oh, so maybe that's what Avidan was also saying. In other words, maybe since there's no Kenyan here, then you can't call him a Ganav. Whereas maybe Tohen Tanis Ganav is not a Ganav. Tohen Tanis Ganav is just Chayiv Kefil, even though he's not a Ganav. It's an exception to the rule. Whereas, and therefore, it's only Ein Lechabo and Lechidusho. It's only in the Kefil case, but not in the Dalai Zahe case. Ellie?
Doing, like, it's a QP, playing around with what you want, but you still,
he's still doing a neighbor. He's affecting the earth. The reality is he's denying the other person of what rightfully belongs to him. He's taking it for himself.
Right, but denying something that belongs to you doesn't make you a ganav.
It's a major loophole, but it's still the same thing, the same concept.
Because you can deny something his property, and if you didn't make a ma'aser kinyan, you're not a ganav, even though you denied some of the property. Again, we're not going to give you shlishi or shishi for it. But if you deny somebody's property, say you somebody has his coat in the closet, and you lock up the closet so he can't get there. So you're denying him his property, right?
Yeah.
But you're not a ganav.
Why not?
Because denying somebody the property is not what makes someone a ganav. It's part of it, but not the whole thing.
Who said kinyan is the main? Who said you need kinyan to make this part of the?
Well, that was the Mishnah we saw yesterday in Mayan Tess. That if you moshech it and it dies in the house, no good. If you took it out, then it is good. Wait, okay. And both your hands were up a long time.
No. So. It seems to be the definition of ganav is totally on the taking it out of the rishus of the baal. That the, if you take it out of the rishus of the baal, then you're called ganav. That's why goni vachar ganav is not chayev kefil. If you take it out of the rishus of the baal. So in the case of the shomer, he didn't forcibly take it out of the rishus of the baal. It was given to him by the baal. It was put into his rishus by the baal. So it seems that even the kefil that he's chayev not. Because it's not
Mishim
Ganav, it's not Mishim Ganav.
You didn't see Rashi. Rashi almost says it's almost like a punishment that he's a
shakram,
and that's why.
It's almost like the
keeper of the
punishment for his
full
shua,
not because
he's a
ganav. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, and therefore,
in other words, basically you're saying is, he didn't do a ma'isa kinyan. Yeah, oh, so let's see. Okay, one more comment, yeah. You're saying a good point. No, because he didn't take it out of the Bala Bias Rishus. Yeah. Well, so let's see. So Gemara says, look at the Gemara. Ilumi does Tashlumi. So what the Gemara is going to try to do is the following. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah Maruba Midas Ketel Midas Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha, says there's the distinction between the Chiv Ketel and Chiv Arba B'Chamisha. A kefil is bein bedover shaburuchaim, bein bedover shein buruchaim, and our baruch hamish is only bedover sheyesh buruchaim. So the question is, can we make a diyuk from our Mishnah that by the fact that the Mishnah only says this distinction between kefil and our baruch hamish, only says the distinction of what? Only says the distinction of Ruach Chaim versus not Ruach Chaim, but doesn't make a distinction between what? Anything else. So it's Mashmil Agabe, all other halachas, it's the same. Right? Wouldn't that be the Pashup Shot? The Mishnah is only saying the only difference between the Chiv Kefil and the Chiv Dal V'Chamisha is Kefil is Bein Baruch Chaim, Bein Baruch Chaim, and Dal V'Chamisha is only what? Dal V'Chamisha is only Baruch Chaim. So that would imply that Toin Tain is Ganav, they're both the same. Because we know Klor, that Toin Tain is Ganav, is Chayav Kefil. That's a given. Right? So, and the Mishnah doesn't say that there's no Chayav Dal V'Chamisha, because the Mishnah is trying to distinguish between Kefil and Dal V'Chamisha. So by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't give this as a distinction, it's mashmal of the Gabe, the Halacha of Toin Tain is Ganav, it's the same as a Ganav. And just like the Chayiv Kefil, they're also Chayiv Dal V'Chamisha. Because if there would be a difference between Kefil and Dal V'Chamisha, the Kefil is only via even by its own time, it's gone. If a dal v'chamisha is only by a gan of mamish, the Mishnah should have mentioned it. By the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention it, it's mashma that that what? That they're the same. That just like there's a chiyuv kefil by tohen tainis ganav, there's a chiyuv arba v'chamisha by tohen tainis ganav. So let's see inside. V'ilu midas tashlumi kefil no heges bein ganav bein betohen ganav. Ganav midas tashlumi kefil eino no heges ela beganav bilvad lo katani. Whereas the Gemara doesn't make a distinction between, the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction between ganav and tohen tainis ganav, meaning, if there was a distinction, the Mishnah should have said that Kefil is also by Toin Tainis Ganav, and Arba Chamisha is only by Ganav Mamish, but it didn't say that. So, by the fact that it didn't make that distinction, Misayelei, it's a raya, L'Rabchia Bar Abba. It's a raya to Rabchia Bar Abba. So, Om Rabchia Bar Abba, Om Rab Yochanan, HaToin Tainis Ganav B'Pikadon, Mishalim Kefil, Tovachumachor, Mishalim Tashlumi Arba Chamisha. Rabchia's din is, That if you're towing Tainas Ganav, Bepikodon, you pay Kefil. And Tovachumachar, you pay Dal Bechamisha. So that means that towing Tainas Ganav, there's no difference between Kefil and Dal Bechamisha. Just like the Chiv Kefil, so too there'll be a Chiv Arba Chamish. That's the din of Rab Chia. So the Gemara wants to say, our Mishnah is a riot to Rab Chia. And what's the point? Because Rab Chia is what? An Amora. So it's always good for an Amora to have a Tana on his side. That's the point. Whereas what's the point? What is the Gemara trying to show? The Gemara is trying to show that Rab Chia Bar Abba, in other words, who cares if the Mishnah is a support of him? The answer is because he's only an Amora. He's a later person. For an Amora to say a Chiddush, so you better not be against the Mishnah. Because if you're against the Mishnah, we're going to say, what right do you as an Amora have to what? Go against the Mishnah. So by the fact that we assume this, well, I'll have to show it to you inside one day. The Kesef Mishnah writes, this is one of the most famous Kesef Mishnahs. If you don't see it inside, I'll Bez Hashem, I have to Xerox it for you, because it's one of the famous Kesef Mishnahs ever. And anyone who doesn't know this Kesef Mishnah, you know, don't even say hello to me. You know, and the Kesef Mishnah says that really, in other words, there's one assumption in Shas. There's one assumption throughout Shas. Any page in Shas you learn. And that assumption is that an Amora doesn't argue with a Tana. And therefore, if an Amora is against the Mishnah, the Amora must be wrong. Unless he has some other Mishnah or Braitha to support him. That's the soul of all of Shas. All of Shas. Because what does all of Shas do? They say a statement from an Amora, and then they have a kasha from the Mishnah. So what's the kasha? I'm a rabbi too! What are you bothering me with the Mishnah? I'm a rabbi too! Well, also a rabbi. Yeah, Orthodox. What's the point? No, the point is that Amora doesn't argue with the Tana. So the Kesef Mishnah, so that is every page in Shas. So that's the point of this Gemara. The point of this Gemara is that Leima Sayele, meaning our Mishnah is a riot. Because if it would not be a riot, then perhaps it could shlug him up. Now, the famous question, we'll do it inside one day, but the famous question Mishnah says that really, in principle, Amoran can argue with Tanoi. They can argue with Tanoi. But they were makabel not to. They were makabel not to argue with Tanoi. So therefore, since they're makabel not to, so that's the premise of Shas. That Amoran, if he could find out that he's against the Mishnah, he would retract his opinion. And the only reason he would keep his opinion if he's against the Mishnah is only because there's some other Mishnah that supports him or a Braita that supports him. But that is the Yisod Shas. But after the time of Amoraim, then you can't argue. But if a Rishon wants to argue with on an Amora, no good. An Amora can theoretically argue with a Tana, then we can't.
But a Rishon to argue, that's the Gemara, Ravina Varashi Sofaro. That after Ravina Varashi put their stamp and edited the Talmud, no one can argue on. You can't say, well, there's a Bari Shita and there's me. Not only you can't do it, the Rambam couldn't do it either. So if you could pass him, like, this opinion over that opinion. But say there's only one Shita on the matter. So then you have to follow that sheet. You can't say, well, I don't like a bias. If Robert doesn't like it, then you have Robert who's already offering. But that's a big Yisrael. We should do that inside. One day I'll show it to you. So that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Lei Misayelei is that it's a support, and therefore the Amora is safe because he has a Mishnah with him. Once you have a Mishnah with you, even though there might be some other Mishnah elsewhere against you, but no one can have time with you, because you have a Mishnah. Sure?
I understand how we're trying to figure out the style of the field based on the Mishnah, but the way the Gemara asked the question, leads up to the Mishnah, it's really like a question.
One second. He said something interesting. Judah said something interesting. Did you hear what Judah said? What did you say?
I don't understand.
What did the Gemara say? Really? Really? It says that?
Sorry,
oh. What's the difference between Lema Messayele and Messayele? What is the difference between Lema Messayele and Messayele? Lema means let us say. Right. Lema, whenever you have a Lema, it's what do you call that? What's the phrase? Well, you're setting up when you set up something to knock it down. Well? So you're right, okay, my cousin, but what? What? Yeah, it's having me, but what? Please, like you put a, what is this, a stick, what's the phrase, an English phrase, famous, it means when you set up something to almanac, yeah, okay, whatever. But so that's the big issue. Whenever the Shas says lema, that's set up for rejection. When it just says sayaya, that means they're going to keep it. Yeah.
Right. I understand why the Gemara says based on the Mishnah. But the way that the Gemara leads up to is the question, whatever you want to call it, leading up to it, it's all based on Svar. The Tony Tain of God is Chayat Hashemi Kepa, right? The way the Gemara says that it's based on Svar. I don't understand how, after that, they say.
What's based on Svar?
The way the Gemara phrases what it's saying. It's not saying. It says in the Mishnah,
Tony Kaya's
God is Kaya's
Hashem and Kepa. Doesn't say that.
No, that's
good of the words we're going to learn that from Hus. The only, by Kepa, the only question is he also Kaya's Dal of Hamisha? That's the question.
Right.
So we want it to repeat says he's also Kaya's Dal of Hamisha, and the Gemara says the Mishnah supports that. Because if he wants, then when the Mishnah is making distinctions between Kepa and Dal of Hamisha, so I wouldn't have just made the distinction between Ruach HaRim and Ruach HaRim. We made the distinction that Kepa is also by Tony Tadiskanah, and Abraham Hamish is not by Tony Tadiskanah. But in fact, the Mishnah didn't make that distinction, as much as the Mishnah holds it all the same. And that's the support. There are Pia Bar Abba, who says it's all the same.
Right. But the way that the Gemara phrased the question doesn't bring the puzzle to say that and then it says it seems
because that passage is going to be quoted later in the Gemara.
It just seems like the way the Gemara brings in passage should be there. Because then afterwards it says that it doesn't say anywhere that it's only chayav by tashlumei
Wait. Let's see what it says later. But that's the first lashon in the Gemara. That's the Masayelik. Then let's see further. So again, Masayele, this Mishnah supports Rav Chiya bar Abba. Damar Rav Chiya bar Abba and Yochanan. Toi tan is ganav yikadu mishalom tashlumi kefil. Tavukumochem mishalom tashlumi arba v'chamishim. Ika da Amri. Leime Masayele Rav Chiya bar Abba. In other words, the Ika da Amri means that that there was another version of what was said over in the Beis Medrash. Whereas the first opinion is that Rav Chiya bar Abba said his opinion, and then in the Beis Medrash they said, our Mishnah supports him. The other version of what happened was, no, Rav Chiya bar Abba said his opinion, and someone suggested maybe it's like the Mishnah, because the Mishnah didn't make a chiluk. And then the Gemara what? Backs out. The Gemara says no. Mi katani ein bein, meruba katani, ton of a shear. What's Ein Bein? Where's Ein Bein? Well? Where is that? What Masechta? Megillah, right? Megillah is very famous for the Ein Beins. Anyone who learned Megillah, there's a whole series of Mishnayos of Ein Bein. Ein Bein this, Ein Bein that, right? Like one of the famous ones is Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yontov, Eloa, Ochol Nefesh Bilvad. Right, that on Shabbos you can't cook, and you don't know if you could cook. That's the famous Mishnah. Right? On Shabbos, if you cook, you chayv skila. On Yantif, you're allowed to cook lechatchila. Right? If you need to cook, So the question is, what's the difference between meruba? In other words, it's funny. Meruba means that the kefil is more broad. It applies to more cases than Dal Vahey applies. So that's not the same as Ein Bein. Ein Bein is you trying to list what are the distinctions. So if the Mishnah would say that Ein Bein this to that, Ein Bein kefil of Dal Vahey rather this, so then it would be a raya that the fact that they mentioned Ruach Chaim, and they didn't mention Toin Tanis Ganav, that it's a raya. But the Mishnah never didn't say the Lashon Ein Bein. The Mishnah said Meruba. So Meruba doesn't imply that we're giving a list of the distinctions. Meruba, only Meruba applies is that what? That this is more broad. Kefil is more broad, but it applies to more cases. In other words, Meruba doesn't mean that we're trying to look for the distinctions. We're just trying to say that the applicability is greater by Kefil than it is by Dal V'Hei. So therefore, you can't bring a raya to our Mishnah, because you're saying why did the Mishnah mention Toin Tainas Ganav? Because the Lashon Meruba is not trying to give you an exhaustive list of all the distinctions. Ein Bein is mashma that we're trying to tell you all the distinctions. The only Ein Bein means the only difference. Ein Bein. Ein means this is the only difference. Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yontif. The only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. So if you have that Lashon, then you can be Medayik that something that was not mentioned in the Mishnah, there is no difference between them. But Meruba doesn't mean this is the only difference. Beruva means in this way, kefil is broader. That doesn't mean that it's the only way. There could be more ways. So maybe in a chanami from our Mishnah, maybe you could. There's no raya to the din of Rav Chiya. Was the first lashon held that our Mishnah is mesayele? The second lashon held in the Havamina, they thought it was mesayele. The maskana is not mesayele. Because the maskana is that you can't bring any raya because this is lashon Ruben, this is lashon Einbein. So that's what he says. So Gemara says, Mikatani ain't bein Meruba Katani. Tana Vishir. So Meruba is not the same as Lashon Ain Bein. Ain Bein means this is the only difference. So then, if that another difference is not mentioned, that implies it's not a difference. But this just says Ain Bein, it says Meruba. It's greater. Greater doesn't mean that I'm giving you a list. I'm just showing it's greater. So to prove something's greater, all you have to bring is one proof that this is broader. So I give you one case, that's enough. Doesn't mean to exclude that there can't be more cases. So Meruba, something is Meruba, you're taller. If one guy's 5'10", the other guy's 5'11", he's already taller. So there's no difference. So I don't have to say he's taller because he's one's 5'10", one's 5'11". He's taller. The other guy's 5'12". But once the guy's taller, all I said is he's taller. So once I prove that it's greater, that's all I have to say. I took one case. But the what? But the other case, what? Ain Bain is showing that that's what?
Exclusive.
So by fact that over here it says Meruba, it doesn't, doesn't prove that. And therefore, it may be in the Hanan. There are more distinctions. Namely, what? That Dalas has said, someone that is going to have cable, but doesn't have Dalas head. So the Ikadande is only a. It's only a what? It's only a Havamina that you can bring it right, but in the Hanan you can't. To Rav Chiya. In other words, Rav Chiya says that the din of Toin Tainas Ganav is the din to Bechayv Kefil, and if you shecht it afterwards, it's Bechayv Dal Behe. So we thought, by the fact that the Mishnah didn't show that there's a distinction, that it's a riot, it's a riot Mishnah. That was the first Lashon. And the second Lashon is that it's only a Havamina, but in the Maskana, by the fact that it used the Lashon Meruba and doesn't use the lashon of Ein Bein, it shows you that there's no chiluk. Okay, a couple of things before we begin. Usually we take a minute break before chumash. Okay, so Ez Hashem, next week we have to do the Tosfosin, two big Tosfosin that we have to do on this sinyan. Okay, and then we'll see which we'll do first. Then we'll do the big packet on going to Minagan. Okay, 1 second. Bez Hashem, this Sunday, our good friend Yossi Simpson is getting married. Shah Tovu Mitzlachas. So, in his honor, we should sing a niggun. No? Simin Tov, Umazota, Heilon, Lechal Yisrael, Simin Tov, Umazota, Heilon. Olechal Yisrael, Simen Tov, Umazotav, Simen Tov, Umazotav, Yehelanu, Olechal Yisrael, Simen Tov, Umazotav, Simen Tov, Umazotav, Yehelanu, Lechal Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazal Tov, Yehelan. Lechal Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazal Tov. mazal tov, yehei lonu, v'lechal Yisrael, simcha. Mazel tov, yehei lonu, v'lechal Yisrael, simcha. Mazel tov, yehei lonu, v'lechal Yisrael, simcha. Mazel tov, yehei lonu, v'lechal Yisrael, simcha. Stop the mission a minute or so. We take the packets. And